First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So you went on a date with a guy named Barrett, and let's talk about the date.
Yeah, we met on an app, and we chatted for like 2 to 3 weeks, and we met up for drinks.
Okay, and then you did, and how did it go?
I thought it went so well. We really connected. We laughed a lot. We had a great time together, and he kissed me at the end of the night, so I thought it went well.
Well, sure. I feel like when you laugh with somebody, it makes it feel like everything's going so well.
But then what happened after the date?
Well, I reached out a couple days later just because I hadn't heard from him, just to say, hey, I had a great time with you the other night. And he never answered my message.
Okay.
And he didn't message you, which is worse.
Yeah.
No, and he kissed me. I didn't initiate the kiss.
Okay. Interesting.
So we have him on hold. He's not listening right now. And we're going to talk to him, but you'll be able to hear the conversation. And then we're going to conference you guys together. We'll see if we can get you a second date. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Kelly's now on hold. Let's pick up Barrett. Good morning, Barrett.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You are actually on the second date update right now. We just got done talking to Kelly, and she had...
he said, ha-ha.
Did he?
Yeah, not good.
Oh, boy. She had great things to say about you, how you met, the date, and then she said you did not message her back. You have not taken the initiative to get a second date together. So is this a mistake, or do you not want a second date?
Well, it was a fun date. Yeah, she's really cool. But I got to tell you, like, I got a little spooked during the date. Cause
you got spooked?
She's moving pretty fast.
Spooked?
You know? She said,
uh-oh.
Yeah. No, she said to me, you know, we were having a good time. And so she's like, hey, if this is a good serious, this is the first date, would you stay in Sacramento, or would you want to, like, if one of our careers moved, would you move to a new place? Or like if my career moved or your career moved? And I was like, whoa, this is super, super early for this kind of talk. So I don't know.
Well, hold on. Let's get Kelly. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So there's your answer. You spooked him. I like that. Like a baby beer. And like,
hi.
Why? Oh, right. Yeah, you guys are back on together. Why did you ask that question?
Okay, first of all, I did not ask it in the way he said I did. He totally twisted that because clearly he got freaked out. All I said was, do you see yourself staying in Sacramento long term? I was making conversation. I was getting to know him. That's something I usually ask on first dates. And, like, sue me for wanting to know if someone wants to stay in the place where we're dating.
Thank you. God forbid you found out what a person's, like, what they think their life is going to look like. My God,
yeah.
that's a problem for men now?
But on a first date.
Okay, so what? What's the right date? What is the right number?
I would say, like, maybe on the third date.
Okay, so I have to wait three dates on somebody that says, like...
You're getting a free dinner out of all three of them. So, like...
Believe it or not, I could pay for my own dinner.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, on the first date...
I think men think
it's very
that, like...
surface questions on the first date. I would say so.
I would say that is a surface question.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like she said, like, will you go home and pack a bag,
right?
And come with me on this adventure we call life. If I was on a date and somebody said, "I have a job that moves me around," like that's a good question because they could say, "I have a job that moves me around a lot," and I'd say, "Well, I'm not. I would never move."
Right.
So that's a bad question.
What? No, I guess that makes sense. I mean, here's my question for Barrett.
Okay.
She asks you this question. You get spooked. Your words, not ours. And you still kissed her at the end of the date?
Gavin, you're a good guy for asking us.
Well, you know, the thing was, I ruminated on it a bit. Like, I wasn't, like when I say spooks, I mean, I wasn't, like, freaked out at the beginning. It was, but when I started thinking about it more and more, I was like, just, And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I was a little drunk, so I apologize. Maybe I took it a little too heavy. I'm a nice guy. I'm not, like, trying to be a jerk about this whole thing, you know?
I don't know, Barrett. I have to be honest. This kind of makes me feel like you were just after one thing. Because you kissed me, and then I said goodnight. And I made it clear that I wasn't going to go home with you. And then you never reach out to me again. So it makes me feel like you're making this.
I mean, if you want to look at it like that, I wasn't pushy.
No, we're not saying you're pushy. I don't think that's what she's saying.
All right. Well, I heard it different, so.
Can I get off Team Barrett?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Please come to Team Kelly. The water's fine.
All right.
And everybody's pretty over here.
Clearly no second date. And I think that's fine for everybody. Kelly, thank you very much for contacting us. And now there's your answer. Barrett, have a great day. It's the second date update on the wake up call.
Thank you.